I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
It's just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Often, we get questions into our parenting slot from parents alarmed because the child has started swearing. As often as not, the child didn't lick the F word off the stones. They probably heard mammy and daddy using it. So is it such a big deal if the child does it too? Is it even hypocritical to tell them not to? The journalist Allegra Chapman found herself in this situation. She's pretty calm about it. Afternoon, Allegra.
Hi.
When did you first hear bad words coming from the lips of your children?
Well, I think, so my children are now 5 and 7. I think my daughter was about 2 when she said the F word. And you said it often comes from the parents. I take full responsibility. I swear like an absolute trooper. But I thought I'd done such a good job of not swearing in front of her. I really thought I'd got away with that. And then she came out with it all of a sudden. And I just thought, oh no, obviously I have failed to shield her from it.
Because like we'll swear in the other room and think, oh, they won't have heard that. But of course they did.
I mean, they're sponges, aren't they? They just absolutely soak up everything. And even if you think they're in a different room, they're doing something else, they're not paying attention, they are. And I mean, like I say, I know I swear a lot, and I probably did it without even being aware that I was doing it. and I know it's me. I take full responsibility because it wouldn't have been anybody else he picked it up from. So.
Yeah. And so when you first heard it, what was your initial reaction?
Oh my goodness, I was mortified. I was absolutely mortified. And my husband and I both sort of froze and looked at each other and just thought, oh no. I felt terrible and really guilty because, as I say, I thought this is all my fault. I then immediately started panicking, thinking, oh my goodness, what if she says this at nursery? So there was a lot going through my head. I've got to be honest though, it's a tiny bit funny. A small child coming out with these words, it's kind of funny. So we did also, like, as we were looking at each other, me and my husband tried not to laugh. We had a good talk with her and explained to her about, you know, there's a time and a place for this language and it's not a good word. It's not something that we say to other people or in front of other people because other people might get upset. It's just, you know, it's not a nice word to use. And actually she took that on board and we didn't hear it out of her again. And she's 7 now and we still haven't heard it from her.
What, never?
No, she said to me once, I think it was a couple of months ago, something had happened that she was really frustrated about. And she looked at me and she said, "Mummy, I am almost angry enough to say the F word." I thought that was quite a level of maturity there. She
okay.
sort of pulled herself back from it. She was really annoyed. But neither of my kids. I've kind of become more relaxed about it since that initial panic of, oh my goodness, my 4-year-old knows swear words. I've become a lot more relaxed about it now. Gradually, I've sort of come to realise I can trust them with it. So they do hear it. They've also, again, completely my fault. They've both got quite into a lot of rock and metal music, which obviously has some choice language in it. And, I started off being sort of very paranoid about that and thinking we must make sure they only listen to the clean versions and being really careful. But actually, as time's gone on, I've realised that when I don't make a big deal about it and when I don't get really uptight about it and make out that this is something that's only for adults, they actually don't care and they don't sort of see it as cool or exciting or edgy because mum does it. And I mean, we are all inherently uncool as far as our kids are concerned. So, you know, if mum does it, it's boring and, you know, it's just not interesting to them. So they don't use that language at all. And actually they're quite surprised if their friends do and they sort of think it's a bit immature.
Mm. Though that's now. Later on, though, there might be at school, you know, and as kids do, they might get involved in a spat with another child and they have a bazooka in their back pocket to use, you know, in that kind of situation.
I mean, I don't think there's any children, even at their age now, that don't, well, certainly at my daughter's age at 7 and 8, who don't know these words. So they know them now. And, you know, she hears children say it at school and she comes home really shocked and says, you know, these children said bad words at school. And she's actually quite outraged that they would do it. But look, I'm sure when they're older, they will swear occasionally. Like, it's going to happen almost certainly. And, you know, to a certain extent, I'm not bothered. It's just words. I don't get too uptight about, you know, it is just a word. But we have had really good conversations. And I think this is the key thing for me, is I'm really open with my children. And we have discussions about why we say no to things and what the issue is. As we've had a lot of conversations about, look, sometimes people use these words because they've got big feelings or they're frustrated. I remember my daughter listening to a rock song and looking at me and going, "Mummy, he's swearing a lot. Why is he saying so many bad words?" And I said, "Well, he's got a lot of big feelings, darling. He's got, you know, he's very frustrated and he needs to get it out." But I've always said to them, we don't aim these words at people. You know, we don't say it to people. We might, you know, sometimes I will get really frustrated and they hear me say a bad word and they normally tell me off. But, you know, we might say it out of frustration in, you know, at ourselves or, you know, just out to nobody, but we don't aim it at people. And that's the line I've always drawn with them. And I think they get that and they know that. And I think the fact that I haven't ever tried to sort of hide it from them, it's just made it really unexciting for them. And they, like I say, they hear kids say it at school now, even, you know, my daughter's, you know, only 7 and she hears children swearing at school, but she just sort of thinks it's a bit immature. And the other kids find it really exciting. Like, oh, you know, we've learned this new swear word. And my daughter's just like, whatever.
Yeah, so what? Don't I suppose it's probably more important to teach your kids about, because saying you should never swear ever under any circumstances, it's teaching them the context of swearing. When, you know, don't do it in front of your elderly aunt or don't do it in front of your teacher, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, to me, so I'm a writer and the English language is broad and colourful and beautiful, and language is amazing, and we have all of these different words at our disposal. And I do think there is a time and a place for swear words. I think they can be quite useful. They're, you know, good for emphasis if you really need to make a point. They're good for frustration, but there have been studies showing that actually if you stub your toe and you swear, it does reduce the pain, actually. So there is, you know, I think there is a time and a place for it. I think banning anything just makes children want it more. It glamorizes it, makes it exciting. But like you say, I think if you teach them to be responsible, you give them those parameters. I'm a big believer that if you lower the bar, children will sink down to it. If you raise the bar of your expectations and, you know, trust them and treat them responsibly, they will rise to that. And that's what I've always done with my kids. It's what my parents did with me. And I use the example of, I grew up in an Italian household with an Italian mother. And, you know, alcohol is a very similar thing. You know, Italian culture, the way they treat alcohol is very much, they don't keep it secret. It's not something that's out of reach of kids. You know, you're given a taste of wine when you're kind of 11 or 12. Obviously, you take a sip and go, oh my goodness, this is disgusting. Why does anyone drink this? And you don't touch it again for years because you think it's horrible. But, you know, it's just very much normalized. And therefore, you grow up just not feeling excited about it. So when I was a teenager and all of my friends were going out and binge drinking and throwing up in the street, my brother and I were just kind of sort of looking at them going, what are you doing? Because we didn't see alcohol as exciting. So I think that, you know, when you sort of try and hide anything from children, you just make it seem so much more exciting. Whereas if you just put it all out there and go, look, this is what it is. But, you know, like you say, these are the responsible things to think about. Don't swear at people because it's not nice and it will upset them. Please don't do it in front of your teachers because we'd all get into trouble. You know, don't do it in front of grandma, you'll offend her, all of those sorts of things. Then, you know, actually having given them that trust and that responsibility, they now feel empowered and they want to rise to meet those expectations.
Yeah. So if say they were at home and the two of them were building some massive construction out of Lego, and then one day the whole thing collapsed and you heard one of them go, ah, for, you know, that would be okay, would it? Because that's kind of quite understandable.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't happened us yet that they've used bad language. They're more likely to just, you know, reach out. If they do anything that is, you know, slightly rude words, I will normally sort of go, you know, come on, and then they kind of go, sorry. But I don't make a big deal out of it. And I, you know, and I think because of that, you know, I've seen my son sort of try and push the boundaries a little bit. And because I don't kind of react. And I think a lot of the time they want a reaction and they're trying to sort of push to see what they can get out of you. And because I just kind of, they just get a bit of an eye roll and they're, you know, okay, whatever from me. So they, you know, they don't do it again because it's just, well, they're not going to get a reaction. But yeah, if they're older and they go, oh, for,
yeah,
no, I'm not. I'm honestly not really that bothered.
Yeah, yeah. Because I can remember my eldest child when he was about two or three. He used to line up little dinky, you know, little toy cars on the back of the sofa. And, you know, he was playing traffic jam. I think probably that's what he'd learned. And then every now and again, one would fall off. And he'd say, oh, this story involves swearing, listeners. And every now and again, one would fall off and he'd say, fuck that. So, you know, me and his mother were horrified and didn't know what to do. He was our first. So every time he said it, we'd say, don't say that word. And then after a while, every time a car fell off, he'd say, fuck's sake, don't say that word. Which was, he thought we were improving his pronunciation or his grammar or something. Allegra, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was the journalist Allegra Chapman there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.